Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And now we are actually joined in the studio with Bayros and Donna, and we are chatting a little bit about the event that you're holding in a couple of weeks' time in Ryde.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great to have you in the studio to hear more about it. And it's for a great cause. It's raising money for the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, which we all know is, it's a fantastic charity, but you never know when you're going to need it.
Absolutely, and Bayros sat at the side of me is a perfect example.
Yeah, well, tell us about that, Bayros. How did you come to want to raise money for the air ambulance?
Oh, thanks, Dave. Thanks for getting us on here. I'm a sort of asthmatic and didn't ever take it too seriously. And apparently I was taking too many drugs of thinking I was curing myself, and I got a ulcer, and that was completely unknown to me. And this ulcer burst on Easter Sunday, after my guests were just, the last guest was about to leave, and a very dramatic thing happened, and I passed out and started kind of, this ulcer was exploding all over.
Crikey.
And they had to call 999. Luckily, I had my husband and the last guest to call the doctor. And when the paramedics came, they came like the cavalry, including the fire engine. And they did a brilliant job, and they made a quick decision that I was very ill and had to be transported by air ambulance to Southampton Hospital, because our local St. Mary's couldn't deal with it on that Sunday.
Right, okay.
So they took me to the helipad down in Newport, which was a terrible journey. And they kept the jokes going, you know, didn't realize how serious it was. I was just more concerned about staining my clothes and, you know.
Bless you.
Anyway, they got me on, and just before getting on, I felt very, very poorly, and they had to stabilize me, get my blood pressure up. And then when I was in the helicopter, I thought I was dying, literally. And this woman doctor who was on board was very calm, and she kind of gave me some adrenaline. I don't know what she did, but she was like God for me. And then they got me over. I don't know how many minutes. I have no idea. I didn't see anything,
it
obviously.
It doesn't take them too long.
But I was, I was aware and alert. And I got to Southampton. And then they told me, you're very ill, but you're fine. You're in good hands. And that was that. Then the doctors came round the next day and said, you're very lucky to be alive, because you would have been getting sepsis and you needed urgent treatment. And then the people in my ward told me, oh, I hear you were transported by helicopter. Do you know that this is a charity? And I'm ashamed to say I had no idea.
Really?
I just thought it was something that the NHS did and, you know, decided. And I was so shocked by that, that there and then I decided that I would do an event. I said, I know a lot of people in Ryde, and we can do some event. And women over there in the ward who were very sick started already giving money to me.
Before you even left?
Before I even left, I got...
So you'd already decided to do this event before you'd even left the hospital?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I've noticed that you've got an incredible smile, by the way, Bayros. And it's great that obviously they've kept you up and about and continuing that smile as well. You know, that's a compliment to you, by the way, just to say. you were literally on your deathbed if it wasn't for them taking you over there and making you well again. Yeah. And like I said, I am genuinely fascinated with the fact that you actually started planning this event before you even left, and you got donations as well. So that's incredible. So the event itself is happening in Ryde, and it's on the 12th of September.
That's right.
Between 12 and 5.
That's right. At St. Thomas's Church, which is Network Ryde, which is right in the center of Ryde, you know, parallel to Union Street.
Just opposite the old bank, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I asked around what's a good place to do it at, this belongs to the local authority, so they gave it to us obviously for free, and they're very cooperative, so network in giving us the premises. And I've got a team of a few people who are my friends who are helping. And Donna here, I have no idea how to organize, you know, get performers and do this. So I mentioned it to Donna. She thought that it was a big hint, which it probably was.
And she's nodding right now. Like,
and I'm going to.
You are very cheeky. Very cheeky, Bear Rose. That's all I've got to say.
There you go, cheeky. But she's here now and supporting you with it. So
totally.
You must be loving it, really.
I have to admit that I am.
Yeah.
Because obviously I had a history with youth service, so we were always organising events to raise funds for them, and Network Ride is obviously a youth provision. So yeah. The idea of bringing that together inside Network Ride is just amazing.
Oh, cool.
But then I got the job of, you know, actually putting the programme together.
Okay, yeah.
Which wasn't the easiest, to be honest with you. And so I had to use a few threats, you know, but gentle threats.
Gentle,
you know,
threats.
Being a lass from Barnsley, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we've ended up with a superb list of performers that include young dancers. We've got the Shri Young Indian Dance Group.
Oh,
that
sounds
and
so cool.
We've got another dance group. You know, we've got people have jumped to join us, right? Because they know it's the air ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a guy called Monty, who's a storyteller. He's phenomenal. So he's going to perform for us. And then we've got the bands. And the headliners are the... I never seen them, but I have seen them now. They're fantastic. And they've got such a following. The East Cowes Sea Shanty Band. And they're performing between 2 and 3. And we're starting... The doors open at 12, but we're starting at 12:15 with the bands.
Okay.
And obviously, there's a young girl performing called Amy. Now, Amy was very, very young, something in the region of 8 years old, when she was taken by the air ambulance.
Okay.
And she's at platform one now, so she's a singer.
What's her surname?
Gulliver. Amy Gulliver.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway, but her dad actually works on one of the restaurants on the Esplanade. And
right.
And I've chatted to him, and he said, she won't remember. He said, but I remember every single second of it.
Yeah, especially your child.
Yes. So we've got a woman that's going to be doing the interviewing and also introducing the bands and the performers called Nisha. And so she's going to interview EBOU, about his experience of his daughter being taken by the air ambulance.
Well, some people don't obviously realise how important having that air ambulance is, especially being on the island, because we've got to deal with the ferries and everything like that, and that time is just so crucial. I know obviously they've got it across Hampshire as well, but the same thing for us, you know, to be able to get off the island quickly is so, so key.
Yeah.
And if anything, I know, like I said, it benefits Hampshire, but the Isle of Wight, I don't think enough people realise how important it is for us.
Interestingly, when I've said to people, you know, I've been giving out the leaflets with Bear Rose and other people, and they've said to me, that is the only charity I will support.
Oh, really?
And they feel that strong about it.
Oh, well, it's good, and it is a fantastic charity to support. And obviously your efforts will, I pray that it goes very, very successfully.
Well, we've got food, we've got a raffle, we're talking very good quality gifts. And we've got a painting. Do you want to say a bit about the painting?
Yeah, do you see this poster with the helicopter over the needles?
Yes.
Well, I went over to some friends of mine in Bembridge, thinking that they had, you know, the Bembridge people have the deep pockets, and the whole whole group of them came around, and one of them who's a friend of mine, Alex Williams, said, oh, you need a nice poster. And I said, yes, we do. And he said, I'll do you a painting, and then you can auction it.
Okay.
So I said, great. And then the next day he emailed me and said, I've done your painting. Here it is. And I've sent it to the printers. I've sent the artwork to the printer. And then we worked with a designer who gave her services also, and came up with this poster. And now we've got the painting. And we're going to do a separate raffle for that.
Okay.
We found that auction actually might not work, you know, because if it's just a single item,
you don't
know how much you're going to collect. So we're going to do this. So all the raffle tickets are £1 a raffle ticket. So people will buy, hopefully, £5, £10. But this will be distinct with a £2 raffle. And then you can buy as many, you can invest in as many, say about £10, and you get this beautiful painting.
That sounds lovely.
Which is a real, you know.
Original.
Original, yeah.
No, that is.
Oil. So, and he's very, I mean, he's a very well-known artist, and I do hope that we raise, I said my target is just under £1,000 for it.
Okay.
And he said, okay, well, I hope you get at least 500. We're aiming big.
Why not? That's the way to aim.
And all that money goes, and then he's also going to give the copyright to the air ambulance, so then they can use that paint, that image can be used for any of their other work, because it's a great image, you know.
It is, actually, yeah. I've got it in my hands as we speak, actually. And, it's a free event as well. I thought I'd just add that as well. So you can turn up, and it costs nothing to come into it. And, again, anything else you do, obviously, donations or raffles.
And I just want to say that people really have to be bring some pennies in their pocket or use their scanners to put money into the Just Giving page, you know, because that can go directly to the air ambulance. Nothing is coming to us.
Yeah.
And there are people in Ryde who are donating their food and drinks. We'll serve teas and coffees and cakes and nice nibbles. That's all for free, and you just have to put money into the donation box.
Well, you said cake, so I'll definitely go.
But we had a great cake maker who's volunteered to do it.
Oh, nice. Very happy with that. Well, I'll be down there as well, because I'm pleasure if you've invited me to come along and help out with a couple of bits. So I hope I'll be of service to you. And I look forward to the event. It's great to see more things happening. More events like this need to happen to help support these kind of charities as well. And credit to you. Hats off. It's fantastic to see that you're doing this. And just to remind everyone, it is the Air Ambulance Heroes fundraiser that's happening on Saturday, the 12th of September, between 12 and 5 at Network Ryde. That's St. Thomas Church in Ryde. So come along and join in the fun, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It was great to hear your story as well, Barrows, about obviously why you're doing this. And maybe we'll have a catch up afterwards to say about how it went and get the final total as well on how much you raised. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to add at all? Or
thank you for inviting us. I mean, I came to ask you if you could be a technical help, and you've done a great service in letting us publicise this event, because
it's a pleasure, because it's a fantastic cause. And I wish you every success with it.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Pleasure.